720 WGN, Mark Harmon, Harry Tynewitz with you till 6:30. Blackhawks in the Wild. I can see Chris Bowden. He's getting warmed up.
Bowden!
Hawks on the road tonight, going for their third win, or their fourth win in a row, rather. And, they've been just putting the puck in the net here.
Should have a Colin Delia sighting tonight. Cam Ward was fabulous last evening.
18 goals for the Hawks in their last three games. All right, let's talk some Super Bowl with our guy Earl Bennett, who was down in Atlanta. I spent some time with him, Harry, as he was wearing the Pro Style Podcast t-shirt. Earl was... I don't think you had a great time down there, Earl Bennett. You were like, well, who are all these people, and this is really awkward.
I mean, it was flooded with celebrities everywhere. You had Deontay Wilder. You had Greg Olsen, Brian Urlacher. You had so many celebrities in there that it was just too overwhelming for me, you know? Like, I'm a low-key, travel-along type guy, and it was just too much for me.
Well, I thought you did a great job.
That's where hanging out with Carm comes in handy.
Right. Couldn't get any more low-key than that. Where's Carm's table? Over there in the corner. Like, I would look to my left, Harry. Fox Sports Radio, this huge mammoth like station, right, with LED screens. And, you know, every personality's flipping through. There's Colin Cowherd, and he's talking to me. And there's Chris Broussard. And then there's Carm's table over there in the corner. But we were there, baby.
It's not where you start. It's where you finish.
Well, fair enough. All right, Earl Ben, who's winning tomorrow? I think you're leaning towards the Rams. Correct me if I'm wrong, unless you flipped in the last couple of days.
Yeah, no, I have the Rams winning this one by at least 4 points. I think defensively they're athletic enough to match up with the wide receivers from the Patriots. I think the Rams front four with Fowler, Brockers, Aaron Donald, and, you know, my man Ndamukong Suh, I think they're going to do a phenomenal job with pushing the pocket, getting to Tom Brady early and kind of rattle him. So, yeah, I like the Rams in this one.
I agree, Earl. I think that the number one reason the Rams beat New England is because of that pressure they'll be able to put on Brady. Except for the Bears game, I don't think he's seen anything near this season. And Carm points out how he's okay dealing it with the sides coming from the ends, but, you know, the outside backers, but not from up the middle. I also think that, you know, we have found in Sean McVay, we found a head coach that can match wits with the genius that is Bill Belichick.
Yeah, we have two geniuses going up against each other, one young, one older. McVay, I think, is really sharp, especially when it comes from an offensive perspective. I think he'll do a lot of things with Todd Gurley, who I hear is healthy for this game, and I think that he'll be a very intricate part of this offense. But Jared Goff, I think the play action for him is going to be big this week again, as it was against the Saints, and I look for him to hit a couple balls down the middle with Brandon Cooks.
Jared Goff would be the seventh first pick in the draft to win the Super Bowl as a quarterback. How many can you guys come up with of the other ones?
Good
Peyton
question.
Manning.
Peyton Manning, right? You could use that. You could use that last name again if you wanted to for another answer.
Can you restate the question, please?
Eli Manning is correct. Also, you're good. The question is that if Jared Goff wins the Super Bowl, he would be the seventh number one pick quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Who were the other six? And a couple are old school. A couple of them are tough. But there's a couple, and we can come back to it as we continue to talk with the great Earl Bennett on WGN.
Yeah, I was having all sorts of thoughts going through my head, Harry. So it's something that we're going to have to re-adjourn to, if you will, unless Earl wants to take this one. Earl, you got it?
No, I don't have it right now. I can't name the rest of them.
Man, Tynewitz trivia is one of the toughest trivias. Can you restate the question, please, one more time?
The question again. I haven't changed it. The question is, Jared Goff would be the seventh quarterback who was selected number one overall in the draft. Who are the other six that have won the Super Bowl?
Number one overall picks that have won the Super Bowl.
And a couple of them are hard. A couple of them are, you're missing an easy one, who won three, who has the largest hands in the world.
Large hands.
Yes, and he won three. He has triplet Super Bowl rings, and he was a triplet.
Three Super Bowl rings with large hands.
He played at both UCLA and Oklahoma when he was in college.
He played at both UCLA and Oklahoma when he was in college. Earl, you're supposed to take this.
Yeah, he started at Oklahoma, and then he went
I'm
to...
I'm lost.
He went to UCLA, and he played with Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith.
Well, Troy Aikman. There we go.
It was Troy Aikman, Harry.
Yes, it was. Yes, you got. I can't get anything past you. The others just, and then we'll move on. Jim Plunkett, Terry Bradshaw, and then this fellow with big teeth from Denver.
Terry Bradshaw was number one overall.
Yes,
I did not know that.
I didn't know John Elway was number one overall.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
He remember he wouldn't go to Indy. He threw a fit.
That's right.
I do remember the fit. That was solid. Hey, Earl, how much do you think Gronk's going to be a factor in the game? Because the Rams don't tend to cover the tight end particularly well. George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, they've all had big games against him. And Gronk's been hurt, but he certainly showed up big in the NFC Championship game, or the AFC Championship game, rather. I would think that that's one area that, amongst others, that the Patriots will be trying to exploit.
I would not be surprised if Aqib Talib lined up against Gronkowski.
Interesting.
Aqib is a big physical corner who I think could match up easily with Gronk. And I would, if I'm the defensive coordinator and Gronk goes out wide, I'm matching him up with Aqib Talib. Just because any other defensive back that they have, whether it's Marcus Peters, Sam Shields, those are smaller guys. But I would definitely love to see Aqib go against Gronk. And I think he could hold his own, honestly.
That's I like that idea. Of course, Aqib Talib, Kansas Jayhawks, terrible football team, but they do put a lot of guys into the pros, so you got to respect that. How good is Brandon Cooks?
He's very good. I mean, he's a speedster. He's one of those guys that if he has one step on you, you can pretty much kiss a goodbye. We saw against the Saints, he ran the deep route, had one step on a guy, ended up making a huge catch for them. They ended up putting it in the end zone. So he's a guy that you can do a lot with. You can do a speed sweep in the round with him. So he's one of those guys that you really love as an offensive coordinator because he's so interchangeable. He can pretty much do it all.
Why does he keep changing teams?
That is a good question. I mean, I have no idea why the Saints traded him. And then he goes to the Patriots and he produces again. I am baffled about how many times Brandon Cooks has been traded. But notice he's been traded, not cut, which is a great thing.
True.
When somebody wants you, that at the end of the day, you know, I guess it's a win. Hey, Earl, there's 7 zillion stats that you can, you know, pick out for this game. I'm giving you one to see if you think this matters. The New England Patriots are 16-1 in the playoffs in the Belichick era when they play a team that they have not seen during the regular season. 16-1. Now, they did not face the Rams this year. They're 13-9 in rematches. So, you know, the first time playing them, Belichick schemes better, and then they've won 16 out of 17. Next time they come up against them, okay, this is how they're going to play us. Maybe, you know, a lot of times teams have more talent than New England, and they're able to beat them. In this particular case, why I'm bringing it up, a lot of people think the Rams have more talent than the Patriots. So do you think that stat does is something to consider, the fact that they haven't played each other and the Rams maybe will start slow, Belichick will find an edge, they won't counter as quickly, and that will somehow, some way, lead New England to winning their, you know, Brady's sixth, and Belichick gets a sixth, the whole thing?
I'm not buying into that. Okay. I think the Rams are prepared. I think they're going to come out early. I think they're going to start very fast. They're going to get Todd Gurley going. They're going to get Jared Goff with some play action, some movement. I think that when you look at this Rams offensive and defensive-wise, yes, they are better. They're more athletic. They're more talented than the Patriots. Bill Belichick has had 2 weeks to really sit there and scheme for them. But I'm still not buying that. Sean McVay, this is his year. This is a time for the young coaches to really cement themselves into the NFL. I think they come in, I think they get the job done, and they get the victory.
Do you like old people or young people? Belichick, 66, McVay, 33. Do you prefer old or young?
I have no preference. As long as we win, I'm okay.
Hey, yep. Earl could be running for mayor here in Chicago in about 4 weeks. You don't know. You know, if we're talking about coaches, I think the biggest edge would have to be for the two staffs would have to be Wade Phillips, who has been, you know, grew up the son of a coach and has been a coach for 700 years. He was the Broncos coach just 3 years ago when they knocked off Carolina in the Super Bowl. I think Wade Phillips is going to be a nightmare for Tom Brady. Do you agree?
That is the X factor. I think when you look at Wade Phillips and the defensive team that he had when he was with the Broncos and how he rushed Tom Brady in that AFC championship game, how he did Cam Newton in that game, that is what we're going to see. We're going to see the pass rushers coming off the edge. You got Aaron Donald on the inside to handle with Ndamukong Suh. So I think those guys are going to be a nightmare. Wade Phillips, let's get you another one.
Wade Phillips is getting so much love this week.
He should.
He should throw Aqib Talib chain again too. Like, that's probably the coolest thing that I've seen is Wade Phillips with Aqib Talib chain on.
Yeah, and I like that he honored his dad by dressing as Bum Phillips. He wore like one of those, you know, nice, like, you know, full length fur coats, you know, male fur coats as he got on the plane from L.A. to Atlanta. So it seems to me that the entire world, except for New England and the retirees in Arizona and in Florida, are cheering for the Rams. Does it feel like that to you guys?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a lot of people want Belichick to win just because he's, you know, he's older.
Who?
He's one of those coaches that has cemented himself in the league for a very long time, has been very successful. But honestly, I just feel like it's the millennials' time. I feel like this is Sean McVay time. It's just time to step up and really show the world what he can do as not just an offensive-minded coach, but as a head coach. And so I look for them to come out and really dominate this game from the start.
All right, let me give you one more here on your Rams dominance. Earl Bennett, former Bear wide receiver with us here, 720 WGN, friend of the program, Pro Style Podcast. Check it out, listen to it, live your dream. Okay, so the Rams are one of, statistically, the worst team in the NFL in stopping the run, 5.1 yards allowed per attempt. However, late in the season, additions to the defensive line, and then they've been their last three: Ezekiel, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, three of the most efficient runners in the league. 37 carries, 93 yards. So does that mean, in your mind, that New England will not be able to run the football tomorrow? Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead, whoever's not going to have a big day.
Wade Phillips is right now sitting in his room drinking tea and eating a carrot cake, all right?
Because you and your damn carrot cake.
Because he understands that tomorrow the Patriots are going to come out. They're trying to establish the run. They're get Sony Michel, get James White going in the passing game. He's ready. He's not worried about that. He has his tea, his carrot cake. He's not worried. He's okay. The Rams by four.
And by the way, I tried to make this point this week, and nobody will come along with me. Mm-hmm. It makes everyone uncomfortable. But what's underrated about who's going to be catching the football tomorrow for New England?
Well, you got Julian Edelman, you got Chris Hogan, you got Philip Dorsett,
okay,
you got Gronk.
Take Dorsett out of it. Say those three again.
I hope you're not going where I think you're going.
Yes, I am going there.
Oh, my God. Edelman, Hogan. You know it's 2019, right?
Edelman, Hogan, and Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski.
We should, in 2019, we should be able to be comfortable enough to mention that's two white receivers, a white tight end, and who's the running back that sent them into the Super Bowl?
Oh, Rex Burkhead.
Four white guys, Earl. This is like unheard of in the history of the NFL. And running back and two wide receivers?
That's awesome. It's awesome, you know? Because the thing is that when you're playing football, your race doesn't matter. You go out and you play football. Some white kids are better than me when I play football. It's okay. It's just a part of life. Sometimes you're going to get the short stick. But a lot of people want to put extra emphasis on race when it comes to sports. Hey, it's football. Everybody put on the same shoulder pads, the same helmet, and we line up and we play.
Right.
See? It's a beautiful story, Harry.
Right. Well, I'm not surprised that there's white kids that are better than black kids, but I would be surprised if those were Jewish white kids. Because the helmets the Jewish kids put on, frankly, they probably got them wholesale.
I mean, look, this society has been tough on white people for so long. It's it's nice that they're finally getting an opportunity to play wide receiver and running back in the NFL. It's been very tough for white people forever in this country.
Right.
All right.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah. Earl, you're the best. Even though I just saw you, I miss you and look forward to talking to you next week whenever we can have some fun.
And likewise, it is always a pleasure to be on with my favorite two people on sports radio, man. I appreciate you guys.
Your son's playing hoop tonight. What's going on that you told me something?
Yeah, my son plays basketball. First quarter, he had about 12 points. So he's getting there. He got a long way to go, but he's getting there.
How old is he?
He's 8. When we walked in the gym, the coach asked for his birth certificate. That's how tall he is. So, it's not fun having that kid that's bigger than everybody else at this stage, but we have to carry his birth certificate.
Earl, you're the man.
Thank you, guys.
Don't scream too much from the sidelines for your kid. That gets uncomfortable.
You're awesome, Earl.
Sure. Thank you, Harry.
Chocolate cake over carrot cake any day of the week, buddy.
I'll send you carrot next week.
See you, Earl. Earl Bennett. Chicago Bears, quick timeout, 720 WGN.